95.9 The Fox. It's First Thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and on the line with me right now is a guy that we're going to be seeing at the Ridgefield Playhouse Monday night, November 26th, as he recaps the entire motorsports year. It's a night at the races, and with me right now is Lee Diffie. How's it going, Lee?
Hi, Alan. Great to be on the show.
Thank you for doing this. I know you just got back from Miami. We got to talk about the wild weekend that just happened. Connecticut's own Joey Logano, the NASCAR champion.
You know, he made in the plethora of interviews that he had to do over the course of the weekend, he quite often mentioned Connecticut, you know, and the fact that, you know, he said, I'm just a kid from Connecticut who was, as a little boy, would drive around my dad's junkyard and run into dumpsters and things. And he said, you know, here I am on the verge of becoming a NASCAR champion. Well, now, you know, not quite 24 hours later, we can call him a NASCAR champion, which is terrific.
And he won it in such a dramatic fashion. The top four finishers were the four finishers. He won the race outright. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better finale.
I think the way, you're spot on. I think the way in that final stint after the final stop, the way that he drove to the front and then drove away, there was no disputing it. You know, sometimes championships can be decided in questionable manners, but I mean, the forcefulness that he had, and, you know, having watched all of the practice sessions and qualifying, the way that Joey and the 22 team performed on that weekend, he turned up to win. And I think probably my favorite quote of his over the weekend that he said to my colleague Dale Jarrett, he said, "I'm going to get in the car for the race a driver, and I'm going to get out of it a champion." And
wow.
He did what he said he was going to do.
Wow. And I got to say, you called it too. I saw it on your Twitter feed. You said he was going to do it.
I did. So I just had that feeling. And mainly because, you know, sometimes in motor racing, it's the funny little things that you observe. And sometimes they don't work out and sometimes they do. But when you get a gut feel about somebody, like for the majority of the sessions, he was the first car out of the garage, first car on the track. First car to, you know, like the top of the top of the time sheets, top of the speed charts. And I just thought, wow, there's something about him and this team this weekend. And that's why I put that out on social media when somebody said, who do you think's going to win? I just thought, just across the board of the championship four, to me, Joey just stood out. And, you know, like I said, not always are you right, but I just had that gut feel that he was going to do it. And it's good that he can finally feel that relief. I mean, obviously, there's an immense amount of joy, but that relief of, you know, getting close, being second before, and now he's a champion, which is terrific.
Well, you were there in Miami all weekend for the championship, but you're going to be coming back to Connecticut for Monday night for a night at the races at the Ridgefield Playhouse. Now, what exactly is this night all about?
So, in the past, I'm really proud to say that this is the fourth year in a row that we are doing a show at the Playhouse. To such as, you know, a famed and iconic venue, particularly in the Northeast. It's always been strictly F1 with my old NBC colleagues, Steve Matchett and David Hobbs. But this year we thought about just varying it up. Obviously, we're no longer on TV as a threesome doing Formula One, but we still have a desire to do this show because we love the interaction with the guests. So we thought about, you know, there'll still be a heavy F1 flavor to the night, but throw in a little bit about what you and I have just been talking about, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup, maybe a little bit of American flat track, some IndyCar, some IMSA, WeatherTech sports cars, just a good all-round kind of wrap-up and thoughts on the year. But of course, as you know, it's going to be highlighted by the fact that we've got the Indy 500 champion, Will Power, with us.
Wow, that's going to be so cool. He's going to be there answering questions, meet and greet, and everything.
The whole lot. So, and he's been busy, you know, in addition to dominating the month of May this year at the Speedway and of course, winning the 500 and completing the championship, even when it got to the season finale in Sonoma, California. He was again a championship contender. But postseason, there's been so many requirements on his time. Personally, he just went back to Australia to see family, but while he was down there, IndyCar communications team took advantage of him being down there. He met the Premier of the state of Queensland, where he's from, my home state as well. He met the Australian Prime Minister. He went on just about every talk show possible on Australian television. It was a really good PR trip for him. So, and he's only just got back. He had to go to Texas the past weekend for a family wedding. On his wife Liz's side of the family. I mean, he has been a busy guy. So for him to come to Ridgefield, Connecticut, is a real treat for David, Steve, and myself.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. It's coming up Monday night, November 26th. It's a night at the races at the Ridgefield Playhouse. So, in a sense, how was the motorsports year overall?
I think it was phenomenal. I think it was phenomenal, Alan, because just cherry pick, just the big ones. Lewis Hamilton, a five-time world champion. So he's there with Juan Manuel Fangio and Michael Schumacher. Scott Dixon becomes a five-time IndyCar champion. Only AJ Foyt has more championships. Joey Logano becomes a first-time Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champion. I mean, it goes on and on. And I just think there was a lot to be excited about this year in the motorsports world. And that's what we're going to be chatting about on Monday the 26th.
I was going to say, we already know who the champion is, even though there's still one more race in Formula One the day before.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you a good local story? There is a local Ridgefield company called Reserve Bar, and they deal in high-end spirits, liquors, etc. They have very kindly donated three premium bottles of Belvedere vodka, and they have engraved them, which is one of their specialties, with a night at the races with our name on it and willpower, Indy 500 champion willpower. We're going to do a silent auction, Alan, of those three bottles, and all the proceeds go to injured IndyCar driver Robert Wickens and his recovery. So we hope that people get pretty excited about that and are able to open up their wallets and help Robert.
That's an incredible cause. Actually, I was going to ask you about Robert Wickens. I was watching that race at Pocono earlier this year, and I think I even tweeted about it. I've never seen a crash like that. Do we know his prognosis? Have we heard anything beyond sort of like what we would know just in, you know, general news info?
So he's been quite active and open on his own social media platforms. And look, he is getting better and better and stronger with every day that goes by. He has used the words, that he is, he's even described himself as a paraplegic, but he said that doesn't mean that's his state right now. That doesn't mean he's never going to be able to walk again. Or he said it's going to take a while before they know the extent of my spinal cord damage. Just last week, he took his body brace off, which was a huge step. He's posted videos of him actually moving his legs on the bed, undergoing intense physical therapy. This guy is not giving up at all. His spirit is incredible. And I have been taken by him as a race car driver because he is incredibly talented. And the whole, anyone who's an IndyCar fan or a Robert Wickens fan is taken by the whole, just his incredible spirit to get better, to get well and to recover and be stronger. And I just think he's an incredible human being.
And in addition to that, just this past Saturday, there was actually another very scary crash with a Formula 3 driver at the Macau Grand Prix. How did that even happen? I've watched some of the footage I just don't even understand how that happened. Where was she coming from? What had happened? Do you have any idea?
I know. Well, there's no visuals of it prior to what you see of that. About 150 mile an hour blur that you see when she crashes into the building. But I believe earlier back up the track, there was contact with another car. And I think she may have lost a wheel, lost control way back, and had no way of arresting her speed when obviously approaching that 90 degree right hand turn. And then she actually, when you watch the video back, and then there's been still photos produced since, or that have arisen since, where they had an additional piece of curbing on the inside of that right-hand corner to prevent the touring cars and other race cars from cutting the track boundaries, and that ended up launching her even higher. So it was just a perfect storm, unfortunately, but thank goodness she is still alive. And again, has sustained some back injuries, but is undergoing surgery to hopefully remedy those. But I mean, that was the single scariest crash I think I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't believe it. I saw it on your Twitter. It's at Lee Diffie. We're chatting with Lee Diffie. He's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse for A Night at the Races, recapping the 2018 motorsports year, Monday night, November 26th, reunited with David Hobbs and Steve Matchett, and Indy 500 winner this year, Will Power, will be at the Playhouse as well. They're going to be talking about everything. Now, next season's going to be pretty big because all the IndyCar action is going to be exclusive to NBC.
Indeed it is. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We're all very excited about it. So, again, it's a 17-race schedule with the one doubleheader in Detroit, the duel in Detroit. But, you know, the centerpiece, of course, is the Indianapolis 500, and it will be the first time in some 55 years that a different broadcaster other than ABC has done it. So that's a huge honor for NBC Sports. So we're super excited about that. In addition to that, the IMSA WeatherTech series has also come to NBC Sports starting in 2019 on a 6-year contract. So, you know, we have that in addition to what we already had with the final 20 races of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series and Xfinity Series and so much more. You know, Dakar Rally, there is a lot going on in the motorsport sphere for NBC Sports. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy year, Alan, but everybody's excited about that.
Certainly. You're going to be very busy. Are you going to be at every single race?
I won't be able to because I do other things as well, like track and field and rugby and various things. Thank goodness it's not an Olympic year. Otherwise, then it would have been really busy.
That's right. You still got another year for that. So actually, now that the year is winding down, so what do you do in the meantime between now and the next racing season's kicking off in the spring?
Yeah, we do a lot of rugby, a lot of Northern Hemisphere rugby out of the UK and Europe. And NBC has invested heavily in that property. It's really growing rapidly here in the US. And that, in addition, is a really nice build-up to next year's Rugby World Cup, which is in Tokyo. So even though there's no motorsport going on for me, I'll be busy even this weekend, the following weekend, right through the holiday period doing rugby each weekend. So, yeah, there's still plenty going on. I guess you could say no rest for the wicked, right?
Yeah, absolutely. what is the chances, do you think, of a Formula One race coming to the Northeast? I know they've been talking about Miami for the past couple of years, but would we ever possibly get one up this way?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. My initial reaction is I don't think so. I don't know where. I mean, we all as people who love motorsport and Formula One, you know, we kind of fantasize or romanticize about the notion of Formula One returning to Watkins Glen, but it's just you have to question the financial viability, like the cost to what the FIA would demand as far as changes to the circuit to comply with FIA and F1 regulations. And then, you know, you revisit the concept of the New Jersey street race. You know, that got close, but not quite close. And I know Leo Hendry, who was who came up with the idea and the promoter, he had every good intention. I mean, I think it would, you know, if you could get the venue, I think the Northeast would support it wholeheartedly, but the difficulty is who's gonna back it, who's gonna finance it, and where would we do it? And at the same time, I say that in defense of Circuit of the Americas because seven successful years now the race has been held there. It's a world class facility, and they've done a nice job. And before we know it, you know, you and I'll be sitting here maybe in another interview at another time saying that was 10 years at Circuit of the Americas. Well, that's half the glorious 20 years that occurred at Watkins Glen. So
true.
That's a pretty nice achievement for those guys. But I wait. I'm obviously not working on Formula One broadcast anymore because we don't have the rights anymore. But I watch and wait with a lot of interest to see what's happening and where the United States slots in with the future plans of Formula One, for sure. As eagerly as you and any other Formula One fan.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, we'll wait and see. That's all we can do.
That's right.
Lee Diffie, it's a night at the races, Monday night, November 26th at the Ridgefield Playhouse. He's going to be reunited with David Hobbs and Steve Matchett, and they're going to be talking about the entire 2018 motorsports year. So much happened, of course, this weekend with Joey Logano winning it all in NASCAR, and obviously it was just a tremendous year, and we're really looking forward to this. And Will Power is going to be there, too. That's the big thing. How did you guys pull that off?
I know. Maybe the Aussie connection helped, huh? The Australian, the Down Under connection helped a little bit. I've known Will for a long time, but, you know, even as friends, etc., that doesn't sort of override the fact that he's a busy guy, a very busy guy, and he has even when I can tell you that when he comes to Ridgefield, the day that he arrives, which is show day, he will have already spent several hours in the simulator back at Penske headquarters in North Carolina. He's going to fly in here, do the show, fly out on the first flight the next morning, and go straight back to Team Penske headquarters for more work on the simulator.
Wow.
So that's how committed and busy he is, and that's why we're so appreciative of his time. And for everybody who's already got their tickets, you're going to be in for a great night. He's a funny dude, in addition to being a heck of a race car driver. And, really looking forward to it. There are still some tickets available. If you'd like to come along, it's a really good night. And, Alan, I can't thank you enough for your support over the years. For us to say that this is our fourth year at the Playhouse is awesome. Just after the first year, we were thrilled to have done one show. Now to be doing our fourth one at the Playhouse is really cool. So, a lot of excitement on our side of the fence, that's for sure.
Well, congratulations. It's our honor, and we can't wait for Monday night, the Ridgefield Playhouse. Ticket information and tickets at ridgefieldplayhouse.org. Lee Diffie, a night at the races Monday night. Lee, thank you for spending a few minutes with me. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks, Alan. Always great to chat.